Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello and welcome to The Process with Sade Marie. I am so glad to talk to you all today, to pray with you all today. Today's episode is titled Attitude of Gratitude. So we're just going to just jump right in. The scripture that we're pulling from today is Psalms 42. You all know I like to open up with prayer as usual. So bow your heads and join in. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for allowing us this time, Father God, of fellowship. God, we just ask you to allow the Holy Spirit to move freely through us. Holy Spirit, come in and have your way. Speak through me. Let everything that you have me to say come forth with your love, with your grace, with your comfort, with your healing, with your accuracy, and to those who really, really need you. God, you are the God that leaves the 99 to get the one. So even if it's just one that would benefit from this message, Lord, let that one hear it. God, thank you for even giving me an opportunity to be able to do this podcast. Thank you for the breath that you've given me in my body. Thank you for the strength, Father God, the vigor, Father God, that you've given me to even push forward through the day to get this done. And God, I just invite you completely into this atmosphere and just ask that you blow your breath, blow your ruach on it. And I seal it with your blood and I seal it in your name. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. So in Psalms 42, the scripture talks about longing for God. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so I long for you. God, I thirst for God, the living God. When can I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food, day and night. While all day long people say to me, where is your God? I remember this as I pour out my heart, how I walked with many, leading the festive procession to the house of God with joyful and thankful shouts. Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him. My Savior and my God, I am deeply depressed. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and the peaks of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your billows have swept over me. The Lord will send his faithful love by day. His song will be with me in the night. A prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? My adversaries taunt me as if crushing my bones while all day long they say to me, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him, my Savior and my God. So this is Psalms 42. And let me just tell you how the Lord used someone to tell me that I needed to read this so that it could get me back in alignment, so that it can recalibrate me with my attitude of gratitude. So, you know how you're going through different things in life? The flesh, right? We've been talking about the flesh, but the flesh is not just our things that we do physically. The flesh is also a part of our thoughts. You know how you see certain things going a certain way, and it may not go the way that you think it should go. It may not happen the way that you think it should happen. But nonetheless, it's happening. And in the wait, in the midst of everything, sometimes you can just get impatient. And when you get impatient, sometimes it can cause bitterness to come in. It can cause weariness to come in. It can cause frustration to come in. It can cause anger to come in. And next thing you know, you are not demonstrating the fruits of the Spirit. And you are not demonstrating gratitude towards God. You're not showing him that you're grateful. And the Lord had to come and speak to me about this, because this is a common thing that we all experience at one point or another, because we're human, right? When you've been on a journey and you feel like you've done everything that you are supposed to do, and it may not be perfect, but you're doing the things that you thought that you were supposed to do, and they could be actually right, but you're not getting the results that you desire, or you're not getting the results that you long for. Sometimes we have to sit and remember the things that God has done for us. Sometimes the Lord will give us a gentle rebuke, and rebuke is really just correction. And it's not that it has to be completely harsh or to try to break us down. It literally can just be that soft, gentle nudge or whisper from the Lord that says, remember what I have done for you. Here's a reminder of the things that I have pulled you through. And that somehow makes you kind of reevaluate your perspective and the attitude that you may have at that time. So the Lord began to deal with me, and he said, Sade, remember when I got you out of this situation? Remember when you cried out to me because you didn't have this and I delivered? Remember when you were in trouble and the enemy was coming after you and I rescued you? Remember when you were on your deathbed and you cried out to me and I came and saved you? Remember when you felt depressed, or you felt anxious, or you felt weary, or you were losing hope, and I came and I delivered, because I am God and my word does not return unto me void, and that it goes out to accomplish exactly what it is that I said that I will do? I need you to remember those times. I need you to remember how I showed up, and that I am a good father and I give good gifts. Sometimes when you're on this journey with the Lord and you have been betrayed and you have been just trampled over, or you have been hurt, or you have thought things were going to go a certain way and they didn't go the way that you thought, the Lord has to come in and remind us of the things that he has done for us. So what he was saying to David in this is, remember me. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself and hope in God because of his track record and his history. The Lord says, you have history with me. It is easy for the enemy to come in. It is easy for your flesh to rise up, to make you feel anger or make you feel bitter, when you have forgotten all the things that I have done for you all the days of your life. Things that you asked for, that you forgot, that I remembered, that I delivered on. Look at my track record. How many times has the Lord delivered you out of that you put your own self in? I know I can raise my hand a million times. And sometimes we forget that there are situations that we put our own self in because of our own flesh, that the Lord came and delivered us out of. That he walked with us, that he talked with us, that he stood by us
even in the midst of our bad decision making that was outside of his will, he came back and left the 99 to get the one. And he's like, remember me. I am a father to the fatherless. I am a father to the lost. I am married to the backslider. I come to deliver. I reign on the just and the unjust. I am the sovereign Lord. So when you start to think about the things that you have been through, like really sit and think about the times that the Lord has come and saved you, it will start to resonate with your spirit differently, where you say, Lord, I am grateful for what you have done. Forgive me. I repent for allowing my flesh to rise up and have a spirit of entitlement, a spirit of ungratefulness, being unappreciative. So in this, when the Lord is saying, remember me, put your hope in God, for I will praise him, my Savior, my God. Encourage yourself. Remember the history that you have with the Lord. Because sometimes when it feels like the Lord is far away, he's not really far away. He's just fixing things. He's working out the kinks. He's putting the pieces together of the puzzle. So if we start to get wary while the Lord is working, because he knows the plans that he has for us, to prosper us, not to hurt us, then we are the ones that start to get out of alignment. So today's episode is strictly about having an attitude of gratitude. God, thank you for allowing me to wake up. Thank you for the children that you have given. Thank you for the future that you have for me. Thank you for food on the table. Thank you for work, or those that have lost work. And even though they might be in a hard situation right now, but they are in their right mind to be able to figure it out. Thank you for getting me out of depression when I felt depressed. Thank you for being able to use me as a testimony for others. Thank you for giving me the strength to be able to pour into others to help them out of their wilderness. Thank you, God. Thank you. Things could have gone a different way for many of us. So sometimes we really do have to encourage ourselves in the Lord and not ask for anything. Sometimes we can get so caught up in asking or wanting things where we just forget to be in the moment and be grateful for the things that we have. So we thank you. It all out. Sometimes we want the Lord to hurry up and rush the process. And he's like, if I rush the process, then it won't be perfect. You'll be lacking something. And I am a father does not believe in lack. He said, I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. His riches, his heavenly riches. He has it all. So it's nothing wrong with us just taking a moment, even in our journey, no matter how hard or easy it looks, to just look at the track record that we have with God and say, thank you. God, today, again, I say thank you. I don't even know how many times I've said thank you today or during this episode, but I am going to continue to say thank you. There's this song called God Did by Sons of Sunday. And the song talks about who gave you water in the wilderness, who broke your chains, who did these things for you. And it says, God did. It goes hand in hand with what the Lord is talking about gratitude and remembering the things that he did. God is such a faithful God. And if he said it, he will do it. If he said it, that settles it. So as we close out, we are again just going to say a prayer to thank God for all that he has done. God, you have not ever forgotten us. And even when we have felt that you have felt far away, you have given us the Holy Spirit as a comforter and a helper. And you have given us history with you, God. So we will stand firm on you and what you have done, even if it is things that go far back as to when we were little children that you showed up, God. We are thankful for those times. So Heavenly Father, I ask that you just bless and comfort each and every person that is listening to this podcast. God, I ask that you fill their spirit up with such gratitude, a gratitude, Father God, that just brings light into their eyes, God, a gratitude that just speaks, Father God, light out of their mouth, Father God, a gratitude, Father God, that warms their heart, Father God, a gratitude that just gives them genuine joy, God, that no one else but the Lord can give. Fill them up, Holy Spirit. Blow your breath on their emotions. Be Lord over their mind, their will, their emotions, their thoughts, God. Cover them in their comings and their goings, God. When they wake up, you remind them, Father God, that the day is another day to serve you. That the day is another day to be with you, to walk with you, to talk with you. And God, if you didn't do another thing, God, we say thank you for everything that you have done thus far. And we seal it again with your blood and in your name, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. I pray that you have an attitude of gratitude today, and may your heart be healed.